We were singing about it, and God wants us to know, I am leading you. That is, He is leading you. Deuteronomy 29:29. It says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, Jehovah our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. For what purpose? That we may do all the words of this law. I've come to this verse a number of times thinking about trying to understand parts of the Bible that were difficult and giving up and asking questions about what the Bible said that the Bible didn't actually give an answer. And this was the verse that said, just let it go. Let it go. This isn't, you know, if God didn't reveal it, then I don't need it. What He has revealed is everything I need for life and godliness. Complete. But as I came back to this, I believe that the secret things are not just the secret things of the Bible. It's the secret things of our life. It's the things that are hidden beyond the veil of time. God is leading you step by step through your life. We are, as He says here, He has revealed to us His word. We're to take that. Let Him lead us by the hand like a child, saying, I'm not sure exactly where we're going, but if my parents are okay with it, I guess I am. Letting Him guide you throughout this day, this week, this life. It's at the point when our future looks uncertain. You know, when we have, dare I say it, the illusion that everything's fine, when it looks like the illusion that the economy is on a good stable basis, when we have the illusion that conservative people are going to win the day and that will make a difference, we sometimes think that's okay. But when it seems as though we see our reality rippling and we're not sure of the future, that's when we begin to worry and try to hedge ourselves for these future problems. Your future begins to look uncertain, feels flimsy, precarious. What He's saying here is, that's how it should be. He has not given us the ability to see beyond today. Or just slightly beyond today. We are constantly, I spent some time thinking about this, that actually the now is such a short time that it's indistinguishable. We can't understand what now means. Now means, generally speaking, the past and the future around where I am in time. So we are constantly analyzing the past, all of the light that comes to our eyes and the sound vibrations that come to our ears and the warmth that comes to our skin. All of these things happened in the past are now reaching us and then going to our brain for perception. So we're analyzing the past to anticipate the future. That's what we do when we walk, you know. We put our foot out, and we're assuming that floor is going to be there. It looks like it's there, you know. We're analyzing the past to plan for the future. When we drive, we're looking basically down the road into the future. Where I'm going to be, what's up there. But if a helicopter crashes in front of us, we didn't see that coming. We didn't understand that. That's how it should be. God says, I reserve that for myself. There is no surprise for God. Outside of time, he created all of time in the instant of creation. For him, the beginning and the end are before him at all times. So there are no surprises to God. Somebody said, did it ever occur to you that nothing ever occurs to God? We can't go there very much because it's so different from the way we are. We are people created within time. We will always be in time. Somehow we'll have a connection to him, even though he's outside of time. But that's the way it should be. The secret things belong to the Lord. He says, I have a path for you. I have a plan for you. And I want you to trust me in this thing. Now, it may be a hard path, maybe a tough time. You read history and you see that many Christians have in the past gone through hard times. Brother Jeb was talking about looking at Christian persecution in Ethiopia. People are today going through tough times. And in the scripture, we read the future that there are going to be some very tough times. Antichrist will make war against the saints and succeed against them. Many of them will die. But this is the path that God has given. And the fact that there are good times and bad times in this life is of very little consequence to us when we recognize that we're all about the next life. It is enough for us to know what he has given us. So the secret things belong to the Lord. The future things are secret things. Albert Barnes, commentator, said this. The sense of this verse seems to be this. The future, when and how these good and evil things will take effect, lies with the Lord our God to determine. It pertains not to man's sphere and duty. God's revealed will is that which we must carry out. He says, go this way, and we say, why? What's at the end? What's down there? And he says, I'll take care of that when you come to it. It's enough for you to know, this is my path for you. See, when we try to figure out the future or in some way manipulate the future, you're grasping at things that actually just belong to God. This is like any form of worry. It's an act of fear and rebellion. We've noticed that fear is the opposite of faith. Faith believes, fear doubts. Faith believes God, fear doubts God. It doubts his promise to care for you. In Psalm 32:8, here's his promise. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. He doesn't say I'm going to show you the end of the road. But I'll show you in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I was thinking about how do you get guidance from an eye? And Charles Spurgeon came to my help. He said this, here the Lord is the speaker and gives the psalmist an answer to his prayer. Our Savior is our instructor. The Lord himself deigns to teach his children to walk in the way of integrity. His holy word and the admonitions of the Holy Spirit are the directors of the believer's daily conversation, meaning manner of life. We are not pardoned that we may henceforth live after our own lusts, but that we may be educated in holiness and trained for perfection. A heavenly training is one of the covenant blessings which adoption seals to us. All thy children shall be taught by the Lord. practical teaching is the very best of instruction. And they are thrice happy, who, although they never sat at the feet of Gamaliel and are ignorant of Aristotle and the ethics of the schools, have nevertheless learned to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. I will guide thee with mine eye. Here's what he says about that. As servants take their cue from the master's eye, and a nod or a wink is all that they require, so should we obey the slightest hints of our master, not needing thunderbolts to startle our incorrigible sluggishness, but being controlled by whispers and love touches. The Lord is the great overseer whose eye in providence overlooks everything. It is well for us to be the sheep of his pasture, following the guidance of his wisdom. So let me just say to you, whenever you find yourself worrying about the future, repent. Say, I'm sorry, Lord, that's your work, not mine. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us, unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. He will show you where to put down your foot, show you where to take the next step. And then after that, the next step, and then the next, and then the next. And that is the future that we need to be looking forward to. So, relax and enjoy the journey. Takes us turning a corner into a dangerous, fiery, volcano-laden place. Say, wow, this is going to be interesting. Will I end up at the end of the road or in heaven here? I don't know. But either way, it's going to be great. See? Trust him to open up the way before you as you go. The secret things, they belong to the all-wise Jehovah God. Let's focus on what we need, what's been revealed to us.